desperados to your town. Chrome flashing like lightning and thunder across the ground. Old tattered do rags, old weathered leather chaps. I'm my brother's keeper's son, and I'm a holder of the past. We live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling in. We made our way to those Harleys parked outside. I could feel them staring, wondering what I had to hide. I'm already a judged man by the ruling of a higher hand. I hold my head up high, cause I'm proud of who I am. We live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling.
Yeah. the street.
Factory.
What did you do? Record yourself on the end of that MP3 God, and just lip sync, you dick?
I'm horrible with this shit.
Oh my God.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
What's up? What's going on?
It is Monday.
It's Monday. How was the weekend, everyone?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I was stuck with these two.
You were stuck with us.
We were stuck with you.
Hello.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Happy Monday, June 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How's everybody doing out there?
It's the middle of June.
That's
it's
right.
92 degrees and humid.
Why are we clapping?
Hot, humid, and sticky in New York.
Yeah, please, no.
I don't know where how it is out by all of you, but welcome to the mayhem.
Welcome to.
And we are recovering from the big mountain run this weekend.
Yes.
Hosted by Chris Callen of Cycle Source Magazine. There's the nice little banner laid out in the front. I don't know if you guys can see it. We posted about it while we were live, but unfortunately, because we are up in the mountains, and what happens at BMR stays in BMR.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So we're going to edit out all our video, meaning I'm going to edit out all the video, and I'll post it. later this week. Yeah, but yeah. For now, you guys saw a couple of things. But we had a blast, right?
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was really great.
You know what? It was really a great time, and to be amongst writers all over the country that came there. We met some people that wrote from San Diego.
Yeah, Fast Eddie. Right, yeah. And then he had a great backstory, which I didn't know about until we interviewed Chris.
That's right.
Fast Eddie was there with his new dog, Gypsy, but on Saturday they did the memorial run for Dane Chapman.
And
Fast Eddie was good friends with Dane and used his motorcycle, Dane's motorcycle, as part of the event because the Big Mountain Run was one of Dane's favorite events.
Yes, it was.
It was a nice way to keep the legacy going on. But what I found out about Fast Eddie, which I didn't know, because we were all just hanging out shooting
just
shit like
read,
everybody
yeah.
on the front porch, you know, up in the mountains of West Virginia. It really was a hillbilly
event. And we were
event.
On the porch.
Yeah, we were. And I found out when we were interviewing Chris and Heather that Fast Eddie was in a featured image by Michael Lichter, who is the industry's greatest right now as far as capturing biker events and saving the memories in film. And it's an iconic image. It's a black and white image. It probably set the path for Michael Lichter with that particular image. Fast Eddie, who, you know, if you guys all know him, you know his situation.
Great guy. Really
yep,
nice.
He has a prosthetic leg from below, just below the knee down.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture was of Fast Eddie. I believe it was at Sturgis Rally, and his leg is leaning up against his bike.
Yes.
and that was the image. And it's an iconic image. Everybody that has seen that image knows about it and can relate to it, you know, on all aspects of it. But to actually meet the subject of an iconic image blew my mind after the fact. He was a great guy before I knew that.
Yeah.
But it was so wonderful. And he never spoke about it. Everybody that was there, you know, with True Blue, different generations, all different builders in the chopper circle, which is nice. It wasn't a retail experience like Chris had said. It really was a celebration of the riders and of the community and the brotherhood.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what it was.
And that's exactly what it was. You know, we were hanging out. We had a little porch. And people were just coming up and sitting down with us, you know, having a beer. And
sitting back.
We're looking at each other like, we're not used to this, but okay, hey, how are you? And next thing you know, you're talking and you know, become friends. And
then 5 minutes later, we're interviewing them.
And that's it. It was really...
Yeah.
it was phenomenal.
A great experience. You know, I've been to Daytona, Panama City. This is so different, and I cannot wait to go back next year.
As soon as they make the rooms available for next year, we're booking. Yeah. But really, it wasn't really all that good, so we don't want any of you to go. We don't want any of you to go.
It wasn't actually that good, so forget we even talked about it.
We're gonna torture ourselves and do it one more time to see if it gets any better.
Yeah, we're gonna check it out one more time just to make sure.
At some point, there's gotta have something good go on while we're there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But it wore us out. It was a lot. It definitely was a lot of work.
Yes.
I actually got to get on the dirt track and take Elvis's position and being the flag waver for the slow bike competition.
Yep.
Yeah. That was actually really pretty cool.
Yeah, we won't mention Johnny's little incident there either.
Well, he had a few incidents. What did he do? Let's see.
Well, I was hungry. I'm sorry.
I have the photo proof because I did go through the pictures. So, you know, when they dangle that little hot dog from the string.
It doesn't look so damn good later.
Yeah, exactly.
And they put mustard on it.
Johnny was drooling from the porch. So he walks over, and next thing I know, he's coming over, and I'm figuring he's trying to help me out or whatever, because I'm doing pictures, and I'm stuck, and we just lost the volume. I don't know what you did there.
I'm lowering it down a little
bit. Thanks. So he goes over, and he takes a goddamn bun and pulls the hot dog down from the string and takes a bite out of it and keeps going. And then Chris Callen turns around and says to me, I thought he only liked steaks.
Hey, I like it all, Chris.
He likes it all.
I was standing on the porch watching this the whole time, and Smiley's sitting there with the microphone, and he's like, no, he's not going to do that. Oh, yeah, he just did that.
He just did that.
But you know, I do have a complaint.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
They didn't use spicy mustard. And if they would have, I want him back for a second.
You know what? Then you're going to have to complain to Fenton because he was the one who was putting the mustard on the hot dog.
Yeah, Fenton was doing, Hammy, as everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Oh, my God. He was hysterical.
He was such a great guy, man.
Yeah,
Rod posted a video of him.
Yeah.
We love you, brother, man.
Hammy was great. He was test riding everybody's motorcycle.
Yeah, what was it? I think it was 29?
34.
He was up to 34.
Wow.
Yeah. Just hopped on and everything and go, shoot, back and forth.
Just to give you a little story with that, when we first got there, we were like hanging out, setting everything up and stuff, and we see this dude just whipping around the compound in every different direction on a different bike every 35 seconds. And we're like, what the hell is going on with this guy? And if you saw the video, you understand why he was doing it. He is one of the best people I've met in years.
So he actually took my bike out.
That was good.
And he raced it, right?
He raced my bike, and he lost. I'm like, oh, fat boy, you know, what are you going to do? But, and he raced a small little girl who probably weighed about maybe 80 pounds and soaking wet.
So you're using the weight to speed ratio?
He didn't put his skin in himself. But you know what? It was fun watching my bike. I've never heard my bike go by me before.
Yeah,
either I'm on it or it's off.
You had a little chubby going on, didn't you?
I did have a chubby going on. So I had to go inside and take care of it.
If you notice, I'm not commenting on that. I'm still a little brain drained.
Well, there was so much to talk about.
It was great. Well, the burnout contest was
really cool.
No, it really sucked. No, don't watch any of the videos we post or any of the videos that Big Mountain Run on Facebook. If you go to Big Mountain Run on Facebook, you'll find that page or on Instagram. Don't look at any of those videos. But when they were lighting the tire on fire.
Oh, wait, that was cool. But I got burnt.
No, I know. I have those pictures, too.
That's
so true. I went through them. Don't share any of that stuff.
No,
we'll post my stuff.
That's a great picture.
But I was actually doing Facebook video live, so you guys would have seen some of it. It was a little pixelated. But what was happening where I was standing, and of course I'm wearing shorts, I left there when it was done, and I literally had melted rubber on the fronts of my calves and on the outside of my forearm.
Oh my
and it
God.
Took me about an hour to scrub off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
she's handing the coffee.
It's pretty funny. Today she's handing us coffee. Yesterday and over the weekend she's handing us beers.
I wasn't drinking beers. I was drinking vodka.
You guys were drinking?
You know, I got to say that there was a moment on Saturday night when I went over to watch Chris's band. And all of a sudden, I had this big-ass Iron Maiden beer in one hand, and it disappeared. And all of a sudden, I had this cup with this clear liquid in it.
That's John Frew for you.
I don't remember much after that.
Oh, thank you, John Frew, for the beverages that you contributed to the event. And we can't say what type of beverage it was because, you know.
That was him?
That was John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that apple-y cinnamon-flavored stuff.
I don't remember much after that.
I drank half of that. I don't know how much you drank, but I drank half of that. I don't know how many jars there were of that, but hey, it was cool. No, it was really good. But the people were great. Heather and Chris are great people. And again, we want to thank you so much. And not because we're in it, but you guys really, if you don't have a subscription to CycleSource Magazine.
Go get it.
Get one. Go to your local cards and gift stores in your area. They're pretty much distributed all over the place, but you're better off making sure you get it. Delivered, just go to cyclesource.com and get yourself a subscription. It's like $35 a year.
Yeah.
It is really, like it says, it's a grassroots motorcycle publication, and you guys need to read it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can order the back issue where there's a half-page story there that Chris put in about us, which blew me away.
Me too.
I thought, you know what, it was the kindest gesture anybody has done so far since we started, and we love him for it. We love Heather for it.
Yeah,
and Little Nugget. Hi, Little Nugget. I took so many pictures of Nugget.
Great people. I mean, really.
Yeah, they really made us feel like family.
Yes, they really did.
Yeah.
Really, I enjoyed myself there, and, you know, what a great interview we had, right?
We'll
go on during the week.
Yeah,
but it was definitely one for the books for us.
You know, if you want to get the definition of passion for this, it's Chris Callan and Heather, man. What they do is amazing.
Yeah. It is.
It really is.
Yeah,
they've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Chris has been doing it for 20 years, and then I don't want to ruin the interview, but I asked Heather how her and Chris met. They've only been married for 2 years. They've been friends for a long time, and she's been working with him for a while. I didn't actually ask how long, so I can't give you that information. But Chris you know, started, you know, the old cut and paste style in black and white, and got, you know, help from, I think it was Iron Horse Magazine or something. He had said some advice, and he stuck with it. And you know what? It's what it's just a great magazine. It's a great group of people that are associated with it. He features the bikes on the front cover, and there was a cute story about that, why he doesn't feature women. So we'll replay all of that at the end of the week when I get it all edited. So we'll definitely be posting it, and it'll be on a video. Why are you fucking pointing at me?
When you...
When I what? When I what?
And then you're going to cook us dinner, and then you're going to wash our clothes.
I do not cook.
No, come on. We had enough.
I take the menu, and I order, and I dial the phone. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Speaking about menu, I'd give a shout-out to Jenny, our great waitress we had yesterday at the Bob Evans.
My God. Oh, yeah, on the way back.
Oh, my God. That was just...
Somewhere in Maryland.
Yeah.
She smacked me in the back of the head.
Well,
you deserved it.
What happened was we were all... First of all, there's a lot of strange things that went on our trip down and back. Mm-hmm. But we all stopped at the Bob Evans in Maryland, I think it was. And the four of us were sitting down. Johnny had dispatched himself.
I had to take a piss.
Okay.
All right?
And he went to his other office.
So I had to go wee-wee.
So the waitress comes up to us, Jenny, and she goes, "Are you guys waiting for somebody else?" And we were like, "Yeah, unfortunately." And she's like, "Really?" And she jumped right into it. And as soon as Johnny got back to the table, she started ripping him
off. And she was very mean to me.
Yeah.
No, she was mean to you in your funny, sarcastic way of humor. So she was dishing it back.
The best part about that is I'm sitting there until she passes me. She walks back, snaps her back.
You had to be there.
Yes, it was.
But it really was. It really was good, and we had enjoyable food, and it just was a great trip. And then, did I tell you what happened? No, I told Rod what happened.
No, you told me without him.
No,
with the board.
No, I told Rod with the board. Didn't I tell you with the board? Oh, so I told you both. I don't remember who I told.
Yep.
Yeah,
the board told us about the board. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you know, my guy brought his bike up there. He actually is on the Stripper Juice commercial thing that you guys did. That's Sam cleaning his bike. Yes. Normally it's me, but that was him on his knees for a change. Woo-hoo!
My bike needs some serious Stripper Juice.
Oh, fuck you. I ain't
your
doing
bike,
it.
Your bike, your truck, your clothes.
Yeah, but anyway, so we stopped. We stopped and got gas, because each time you stop, you got to, you know, check the tie downs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And his flatbed, what does they call that trailer thing? It's just a trailer. It's an open trailer. It had a slot. A landscape trailer. It had a slot down the middle and then the cross member bars, whatever. So anyway, so we stop at the gas station. He checks everything. Everything looks good. He takes the front board out from underneath the front tire, throws it in the back. We ride. We get where we have, you know, we get all the way home. We didn't stop anymore after that. And but while we were at the gas station, after he took that front board out, I had said to him, "I'm looking at this setup. Don't worry, hon. If the bike wiggles a little bit, the front wheel will fall right in the slot. It'll fit perfectly. The cross member's there. It won't go down. You won't dump the bike." "Okay, hon. No problem." We get home, and he looks in the back of the trailer after I'm done unpacking everything, and the backboard is gone. So somewhere along the route, a piece of plywood flew off the back of the trailer, and the rear, it wasn't us, it was that other guy that was in front of us, and the rear wheel worked its way into the back slit,
and
the bike never moved. It locked itself in. Man, did that guy get lucky. Whoever that guy was with the trailer on that road all the way back from Maryland, did that guy get lucky?
Yes, yes he did.
Talk about angels. Yeah.
And all the way down there, keep following us. What
are you? Oh, no. Don't ever follow Johnny, ever, on a road trip. I am telling you right now. Dawn, you were so right. He doesn't just brake, he double brakes.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then he slams on, he brakes as he's going downhill. See, you know, you need a bigger truck, like, you know, that he had. That actually the engine slows down when you pull in a trailer. It's got the little switch.
The jakes, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it slows down and you don't screw up the brakes make us slow down.
Can I say the best part of going down there was we drove through a town called Flintstone.
We got gas in Flintstone.
We got gas in Flintstone. God. We were in Flintstone.
That was insane.
That was great,
The trip down was just out of control.
And what happened on the trip down after where we met? I mean, we told each other's story. Did we tell about this story yet?
I'm not sure.
Online?
Online?
When we met in the gas station?
No, Ken, please.
No, you tell it.
I'm going to tell
you it. You tell it, Rod.
We're cruising down, and we get to a point. We got to stop, take a piss, go get coffee, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So we get off on this exit. We make a right. Nothing. There is absolutely nothing in view. Turn around, go the other direction. We figure, all right, there's got to be something on the other side of the road. Go to the corner. Don't see anything. We're going to make a right, go back to 78, go back on the highway, get going again. We said, you know what? That building over there kind of looks like a truck stop. So we shoot up. We were in the right lane ready to make a right. Johnny just whips the truck to the left. We go down there. It's a shopping plaza. It's not a truck stop.
Yep.
Next door to this little building was a gas station with a Dunkin' Donuts. So we're like, you know what? Boom, there we go. Let's go stop in there. I go inside. Johnny stands. I was outside. I go inside, get coffee, everything. I turn around, and who's standing there?
Me.
She's there.
Me.
Mama.
Like, out of nowhere, they pulled into the same gas, and they had done the exact same thing that we did. They got off the road, turned right, went nowhere, turned around, came back. They were going to make a right, and they decided, no, let's make a left, because that's a truck stop.
And we all left at different times, so and from different parts of Long Island.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we ended up, what are the odds? And
the best part was, now Rod's driving because I'm shot.
Right.
So I got to take a piss. I go, Rod, stop at that rest area. So we pulled off. So I'm not even walking to the bathroom. I'm going to piss right by the car.
Right.
So I get out of the car. I'm like, oh, I can't. There's people over there. There's people over there. Get back in the car. I go, go behind that tour bus. Go behind them. They're right there.
We pull them right behind them. They're parked sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we kind of were sleeping.
I didn't figure it.
From what I heard.
I actually jumped out. I went and put a coffee cup with the Mayhem sticker on the hood of their truck. And as I'm walking away, I see the cup going like
Mama was doing her services to her.
It was a rest stop.
Oh,
right. Yeah, that's what
it made sense.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
Since we're here.
That's a ticket.
Since we're getting service me.
So let's get service. Fuck it. I knew we were going to get shit-faced the whole weekend.
Oh,
I mean, you know, really work hard, I meant. Really work hard.
Yeah, we did. it was a dust fest for us.
Yeah.
You know, I had to get this can.
We still have dust.
Of air. To blow the board off.
Who's you blowing?
Why are you blowing? Why are you making like you're jerking off with the can?
Because it's the ultra duster.
It
was a mess.
Let me blow you on the air.
When we set up, they gave us this cabin with a porch and stuff, and we set our show up on the porch, which was right next to the dirt track. We're retards.
No, we were right next to the track where they were doing the racing. They did the Hillbilly Hot Shoe there in all different classes.
Everything happened right
there. It was fun, but we got a tarp. You know, it's primitive camping, but the main house, sounds like the jail, but the big house had the showers and the food was great and the people at Camp Kid, they were awesome, and I loved the home cooking. You know, I didn't really have to bring that much, but next year we definitely.
Well, the barbecuing was great, man.
You did the barbecue thing. That was pretty cool.
And I'm glad I got to take a ride with John Frew. It was a nice meeting John Frew. First of all,
it was a pleasure to meet.
Yeah, you guys finally got to meet him in person. Yeah, I already met him down in Daytona.
He bought me the. What can we do?
It's an
MRE bag.
It's the MRE meal, and it's
two
ribs
in their
pork.
Mind. And John, I'm not going to eat it right now. I'm saving it for a zombie attack.
Well, it's only good. It's not good for a lifetime, isn't it? Good for like 10 years.
I think it is good for a lifetime.
I'm still finding time to eat between now and 10 years.
John will
outlive me. You kidding me?
Yeah, Laura, I want to give a shout out to Laura Schoenfeld. She's on, and she wants to know where the wild hog is, just so you know.
Hold on, we had
to dust off everything. It's somewhere around here. We'll get it, you know, because it is an image, an effigy for David Hayes of the wild hogs.
And
just stick it right there.
I don't know what you guys did with it, but I got my patch
right there
somewhere.
That's fine.
My wild hog.
He got
patch.
His patch. I don't know.
I showed it to you and you threw it. Like
I
it was
threw
nothing.
It back at you. I don't know what you did with it.
I put it in my bag so I could take it home.
Yeah.
No. Okay, Laura, we put the wild hog up there.
Yeah. So.
Hey, there's a logo I made for Biker Trash Nation. That's right.
What?
That is right, Jimmy. That is there. It's behind us.
Which a little later, Wayne is going to call in.
Yeah.
With an announcement we're going to make with Wayne.
Yeah.
That we're going to be doing.
What is very interesting.
What is this?
Are you guys going to let me in on this?
No, it's a secret. It's a secret thing that's going to happen. Let's just say The end result will be happening at the Camel City Bike Fest on September 9th.
That's
we
right.
can at least tell you that. That's so, right. but yeah.
What's going on?
Wayne and Johnny have something going on.
Yes, we do.
And,
I can't wait
Wayne's gonna announce it.
I keep missing these meetings.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. Yeah. What can you, you're welcome, Laura. Well, I want to give some shout outs. Okay, so Tony Ellis, BTN Carolina. Hello from Chile, Esteban, your friend Esteban.
Chile.
I'm just gonna scroll down. Jim. I'm not saying it. Jim from that other show. Jim, your buddy there.
Oh,
it's Jim Chinisi. How come nobody can say his name?
Chinisi.
Watch me, watch. Jim Chin. Do you have a nephew or a niece? I have a niece. Jim Chinisi. See? See, there you go.
Hi, Jim Chinisi.
Like we got a phone call coming in, folks.
Oh, we do already?
Yes, we do.
I hope you got that line hooked up.
Hello, you're on the air.
This is John Fruit calling in.
Hey, John. Make him a little louder so we can hear him.
What's up, brother?
Hi. How's your motor scooter?
Oh, it's sitting in the garage with no belt on it.
Oh, wow.
And it was an interesting ride coming home. It was nice until I got to the city of Pittsburgh. Got right into the four pit tunnels and blowed the belt. And you guys saw I had the trailer on the back of the bike.
Yep, right.
And
yep.
Pushing it through the tunnel to the area where I was able to get it to. Kind of sucked, but I got it there. And then 4 hours for a tow truck driver.
Oh, my.
So I sat there, you know, with food, sleeping bag, tent, moonshine, ready to go.
You could just party right there.
You were good. That's what I told the guys. That's what I told the guys that run the tunnel. I said, man, I'll just camp out here for a few days. I'm good. You know?
Yeah. No, that's good. I'm glad you. But I'm glad you got home safe, though.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad.
It could have been worse. I could have broke down. You know, on them back. Down there in West Virginia and where there's no cell service and stuff like that.
You could have been stuck with the three of us.
He wouldn't. That could have been bad.
Well, I was for a whole day and a half.
You know, I feel bad. It's one of those things, you know, hey, and I told him when he left, give me a text when you get home, right? And you know what? That's what you always say to people. And, you know, you always figure he's going to be home okay. But he broke down. He texted me. Did I answer him? No, because my phone was in the dead zone.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
He did call us.
Next time, text me the mama who has the best cell service everywhere because I was the only one that had cell service, and I told everybody, you know, text me if there was an issue.
Yeah,
so.
we were like in Allentown when you called us and told us what was going on.
Yeah, when he finally got through. And then all the text messages Johnny was trying to send me finally came through on my phone.
Pull over.
I didn't get them, but you sent them, and then they finally all came at once when he finally got a signal and they went through. So.
John, I got to say, it was really nice meeting you, man. You know, it's really nice when you can meet listeners.
Yeah, it was great hanging out with you guys over the weekend and, you know, going down to the store and, you know, I didn't know your wife was a vegan and, you know, here we walk into a hunting supply store where they have...
Oh, my God. That was
traps and stretchers and guns and trapping lure and everything like that.
Dawn was in the Twilight Zone. She was bugging out. Get me out of this store. You know, get me out of here.
Yeah, she was cute, though. But, you know, she likes to save the animals. We like to eat them. I mean, so, you know, it's okay. We respected her, you know, and it was cool. I had so much fun. I really did.
She was like, look how cute that cow is. I'm like, cute. He looks delicious.
I got to say, though, they took off to the store. And when John came back, he grabs me and he tells me the story about this stuff. And he goes, you know, and they had stretchers. You know what a stretcher is? And I'm like, yeah, I do know what a stretcher is. And he's telling me this whole story. And I'm sitting there. And I know I've known Dawn for a long, long time, and I'm visualizing this whole thing, and I'm dying. I'm like, I wish I was there for that.
Oh my God!
But God, it was John. Your face must have been you cracking up with that.
I was like, no, I'm really not getting laid tonight.
What did you just touch? Why do you have to touch anything? Hold on a second, John.
Okay.
Johnny's touching things he's not supposed to touch.
Yeah,
like himself.
Like he has to leave. We keep telling him once he has everything all set on this board, leave it alone.
Stop. As long as he didn't touch me, I'm fine.
Yeah, I thought you guys were supposed to spoon. Whatever happened to that?
You don't want to talk about it on the air.
I know what happens at BMR stays at BMR, and we really don't want anybody going there, so don't. Okay, no, you did it again, John.
John, what the?
They don't hear it on the air.
Oh, they don't.
It's a headphone jack.
Oh, yeah, so it's mine. All right, whatever. If it's mine, it is. It is what
water.
It is.
There
oh,
it,
God. The, ooh, what's
water.
Happening? Ooh, ooh, ooh. All this electrical shocking.
But, yeah, John, it was fun. I like I said before, there was a moment there where I'm hanging out with you at the side of the stage watching Chris playing. Took a walk back to the porch there, mm-hmm. and that was the end of that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It really was.
Well, I don't know what it... Don't play with that. It's not that wire. Stop touching everything. I feel like I'm talking to a two-year-old, folks. Sorry,
it's
radio wife here. Yeah, he's not listening to instructions.
Well, I kind of felt like that too, Margaret, when I was down there, you know?
Yeah, I know. Thank you. You feel my pain now that you met him in person, right?
Wait, why does it have to be just your pain?
Oh, yeah, it was entertaining. We had a good, you know, time hanging out with Rod there, you know, watching Big House Pete jam out. That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I gave him some of that clear liquid in that glass, and they'd be gone. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah. No, it was
good. I was enjoying the beer that was on the side there.
John, did you stay to watch them wrestle that greased pig, too?
Was I not talking?
No, I'm talking over you. I mean, they didn't wrestle Johnny, but we were kind of hoping that.
You know what? I was tired out. I just, after the band played, I just crashed. Mm-hmm. I missed out on the great steak. But there was this girl that was next to me who was really, really drunk.
Right.
So I gave her some of the clear liquid, and she drank some of that. And she said she was going to wrestle the pig, but I don't know if she made it into it or not, because I think she passed out.
Yeah, a lot of people passed out after you were passing around that jar.
Yeah.
you know what happened was, you know, when he was up on stage, Chris, talking about the pig, and people asked him questions, and like, can we look at the pig? Yes. Can we touch the pig? No. Can we eat the pig? No.
No.
Can I just get a couple of slabs of bacon? John, hold on. Don't move. Don't move. I'm going to try something.
What are you doing?
I'm doing so. Hold on, John.
He's changing out wires. All right.
Are you there?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy sh.
What? Lower him.
Well, hey, on the way home, I did buy a ham and a slab of bacon at the gas station, you know, the types that hang up.
Yeah.
And the bags. Can you cook them?
All right, can you explain what a soot ham is? Because I saw the picture, a soot, S-O-O-T ham. I mean, was it in soot?
Well, down south, they salt the hams and cure them that way. And they sell them in the gas stations in the bags. And ever since I was a little kid and was down south, I said, I'm always going to buy one of them. Well, I bought one, and I bought a slab of bacon also. So,
okay.
And there's a special way you got to cook it, and you just don't put it in the oven and heat it up. You got to, I don't know, I read the whole thing. It's going to take like a whole day to cook the damn thing. But
it's probably going to be really well worth it, and you got to let me know when you do it. And then next time we go down there, I'll make sure I pick up one.
Mm. Well, it can hang in my kitchen for up to 2 months, it says, so. If you're down this way, we'll just cook it.
Okay.
There you go.
That sounds good. Yeah, we'll probably be down there soon, I would imagine. We still got to do the Primanti Brothers thing. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and so we'll incorporate that, you know,
I mean, that
into
can
a visit.
I mean, how much closer is Pittsburgh? About, what is that?
It was 2.5
John,
hours.
How far are you from Primanti Brothers?
Well, 25 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah, no, from here, you're probably about another, like, 2 hours shorter than going to where we just were.
2.5 hours shorter from,
So we can just fly up there Saturday, come home Sunday. And
fly? We're going to fly? We have our own airplane or a helicopter now?
Yeah, it's right.
I'll call Lorenzo Lamas. He's got a helicopter.
There you go.
Well, you know, I'll ask him to fly me to Primanti Brothers. Yeah,
fly
we'll
me to Primanti Brothers.
No.
It's probably well worth the flight.
Yes.
No, it's all good. So I think I'm done. I got nothing else to say.
John, it was really awesome meeting you, and thank you for my zombie
meal.
Yeah, your zombie apocalypse meal. Yeah.
Yeah, and John, and you know damn well Johnny is not going to share it.
No,
so
no.
We'll all starve, and Johnny will survive for another 2 more days.
I have it on the desk. I don't know if you can see it in front of us on the desk there, but I will. I will indulge one of these nights.
Yeah, but I want to go over some stuff that happened over the weekend.
So listen, John, thanks for calling the show.
To John, thank you for killing what was left of my liver.
I'll catch up with you guys later and ride safe.
Thank you, John.
You got it, man. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Bye.
All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
So other than a big mountain run, there was a huge event here on Long Island that I don't want to forget about.
Right.
And if a call comes in, you got to put them on hold.
Yeah.
The Long Island Abate Veterans Appreciation Run happened on Sunday, and they left from Riverhead, and they ride all the way out to Montauk Point. So the event, Bill Quinn Sr., had started this a few years back. I was at the first couple of ones, and the event has grown so much so that they have two or three, and I'm sure Ice Cream Man John's going to call me in and correct me because I might get something wrong. Corporate sponsors that triple match anybody that made the donation. So the total amount for the event for that day, including the donations and the ones that were tripled, they raised over $60,000.
Wow.
Okay, for veteran services here on Long Island and some other ones out. And I'm just going to keep talking. And it was a fabulous event, and I just want to say thank you to Jim Barr and all the members of Long Island Abate for what they do every year, Bill Quinn Sr. It's an amazing amount of money. Veterans organizations here on Long Island and other, I believe, national organizations as well.
Right.
But what a show of support. My day job, Motorcycle Mike Esquire, was there, and this was his first time doing this event, and he was extremely impressed and amazed at the outpouring of community support from the riding community here on a local level. And anytime you guys can get involved in a charity event, you know, join your local ABA chapter in your states, it's a great organization to be part of because they do such wonderful things. And our local Long Island Abate does so much for the motorcycle riding community, from putting out safety signs, having the safety rides and the campaigns
and lobbying,
you know, for motorcycle right laws and things like that. So it's real important. You know, it's one thing to share stuff on the internet, but you need to physically get involved. If you can do it, you know, sharing on the internet's great, but I could not believe how much money they raised, and it gets better and better every year.
Yep.
And you know, the weather was excellent, you know, and it was great. And then the next major event is the camp out in August. Go to longislandabate.com and you can sign up for the next event. It's kind of very similar to what we attended, you know, and I can compare it to that because it's exactly the way it is.
Right.
It's the biker games. It's a lot of fun. It's a camp out for a weekend. And then their next other event, I believe, is the toy run, usually the first Sunday in November. They go to St. Mary's, and they raise a lot of money and food donations and things like that.
Yeah, so good job to all our friends.
Excellent job. Yeah. Guys, we love you. It was awesome. And then what happened this past weekend? What event was going on? Oh, Maricade. It's still going on, I think. I'm not sure. But I don't know. I don't go to that anymore. But then Laconia, right?
Yep.
And then Laconia, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, interesting, right?
Why am I not on your I have to do network diagnostics here.
I don't know.
I'm going to have
to serving weights while the masturbates.
Wow. Whatever. I can't. I got no internet. Oh, what? I want to say, Australia. Yeah. Ian's on.
All right, Australia.
I can't pronounce that, Ian. I'm sorry. Malaysia? But Western Australia. No.
Oh.
I cannot pronounce Kojon Up.
I'm not going to try that.
I don't know what that is. I have no idea. And there was a couple other people. Kip Kotler, you're on. Hey, dude.
Kip,
how's
what's
it going?
Up, Kip, man?
Thanks for posting the link for me for Long Island Beta. I have no internet access on my computer.
Oh, man.
And that's it. So, yeah.
We promise you that our internet connection is going to be better in the near future.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, we rely on third-party peoples. Mm-hmm. So, oh, wait, I got internets now.
You can,
I don't really give a shit what you have and nobody cares. I got a rash.
Oh, my God.
Keep it to yourself.
It's on my hand.
But it was a great weekend, and we'd like to thank Chris Cowan and Heather again for an absolutely fantastic weekend that we had.
Everybody that we met and talked to there, I mean, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Call, you know, The one guy I really hope is listening right now and decides to call in, Fenton, pick up the phone.
Fenton, dude, that guy was great.
All you people out there that have been listening to us for however long we've been doing this guy Fenton is somebody you've got to meet.
He's the most energy I've ever met in my life.
I think he's got a lot of fans, believe it or not. He's pretty well known in the chop world. So yeah. He's the CycleSource family. You know, he's great. He's got a backstory too. We'll interview him once. He's actually going to be at the Indian Larry Block Party coming up in September 16th. He's
doing an Aiden has a posse
in West Morgan, in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
So who we got on the line right now?
Hello?
Hello?
Don't make it too loud where it's going to blow my head off.
Hello.
There you are.
I heard my name mentioned, so I figured I had to call you and bug you.
Thanks, John. I knew you were going to call. Did I get the numbers right for the Abate event on Sunday? You guys raised over $60,000.
Yes.
For the event.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Cool.
Not total, like I said, but it's pretty close.
Wow. You know?
That was.
And I also a nice day, you know?
Yeah, it was. So did we get a final number on how many motorcycles actually attended the event? I know it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
No, I heard 500 or 600, but I think it was a little more than that.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Sweet.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a good amount of numbers. You know, like I said, with the hot, I'm just glad it didn't get any hotter. We'd have lost some, you know?
Right.
Right. You know, with the overheating and stuff, you know?
Now, when's the Long Island Abate camp out?
Camp out is August. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 11th and 12th. I'm not excited. That's in the handbook. You have the handbook.
I have the handbook, and it's in my car.
you wrote all the notes on it.
Good spot.
I know. I wrote all the notes on it. Yeah. You were there when I did it. Yeah.
No, that's what I was laughing at. It's August. You have a little time. And, you know, I started that camp out, you know.
You started, yeah. Oh my God, John, you started a lot of things.
King John's Rodeo for 2 years.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That was almost 20 something years ago. 1997, I started that.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
But that's also a good time.
Yeah, it's very similar to the event I was trying to tell the guys if they had to compare something. Yeah.
I seen some of it over the weekend when you guys were in the video, you know?
Yeah.
I was just kidding. With New York State rules, we can't get as wild as that, but we do. We do have a good time.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of fun, for sure.
Yeah.
So we definitely had a great time, and you know, if we're around for the camp out and not, I think is Sturgis Bike Week running along that same week? I hope not, because we're probably going to be ending.
I'm not sure. I thought that was October. That October session. Stuff,
no,
right?
No, in Sturgis they have the Sturgis rally. I know is always in August.
Right. I think it's the following weekend, but it's very close.
Yeah,
very
it's close to it. But this is local, and we can camp there and everything else. So that's good.
That'd be awesome.
Well, like I guess I'll hope to see you before then. But I should have. You know, tomorrow night, if you realize, tomorrow night's a meeting. If you have nothing to do,
I'm going to be there. Okay. Let everybody else know where it is, because anybody that wants to become a member of Long Island Abate.
Abate, just show up tomorrow night between 6:30 and 8:30. We have a meeting in Ronkonkoma. It's the Ronkonkoma Firehouse.
Ronkonkoma Firehouse.
Road and
Ronkonkoma
on Abortion Road and Hawkins Avenue.
Okay, cool.
That's a free barbecue, by the way. So.
I'm on my way right now. I'm leaving.
He's packing his bag, he's bringing his Tupperware.
I'm stopping at Stop and Shop. What do you mean?
You know? Okay, well, some people have to join first, but we select, you know?
Yeah.
You select
What are the benefits about joining the Abate?
Yeah, like, John, tell
him. The benefits of having the good times of being with other pikers. That's the best.
Oh, he sold me.
Exactly.
You know? I might go there tomorrow.
So you really want Johnny?
I hope to see you guys there tomorrow. Like I said, I'm just, yeah.
You guys really,
the other benefits. There's a few benefits. Insurance-wise, there's a few benefits there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You know?
All right.
And we have a death, which is death membership policy, but I think it's $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God forbid you die or get hurt on a bike. You know, which most clubs don't have, it's not a club. I shouldn't have said that. It's an organization.
An organization, you know? Correct.
How many meetings do you have a month?
We have one in Nassau and one in Suffolk. So okay. We have two meetings a month.
Okay.
It's similar offers that go, you know.
Right.
But there's people in Nassau County that, you know, they can't make it out there. They have work schedules and stuff, so we're trying to help them out, you know.
Excellent.
But we only have 11 meetings a year.
All right.
You know, we don't have a meeting. We only have a meeting until December. We have a Christmas party instead.
Ah.
That's free to everybody.
Nice.
Okay. I'm definitely gonna get myself out there. If I can't make it tomorrow, I'm definitely gonna be at the next one.
I'll let him know when it is. Yeah. I'll hold him to it. I'll hold him to it.
Like I said, I'll give Mama Duke, if I see you tomorrow night, an application for you, and you guys can read up on it. You can join online and anything else, you know?
Well, I'll take a bunch with me, and I'll just shove it down their throats. Yeah. It's $25 bucks for the year.
My buddy $20
a year.
Yeah, okay, alright, what? Yeah. I was trying to make an extra $5, John, you ruined it for me. I was gonna have them pay cash.
You really wanna make an extra $5?
if they know how to read, you're not gonna get away with it. You know?
They don't read, they skim, they're skimmers.
I look at the pictures.
I'm joking with you. Thank you so much, John.
And these glasses don't help either.
Just figured I'll call you up. Like I said, the camp out, I heard you say that's coming up. That's always a good time.
Yes.
You know?
That sounds like fun.
And also the St. Mary's, which you mentioned, that's the second week. You were right on that also.
Okay, good.
And that's free as long as you bring a toy.
Yes.
Or food. Uh-huh.
And they don't tell her to bring a toy.
No. I know what.
Her toy's in the vibrate.
Is it purple?
I turned my volume down, so I didn't hear what John did.
No, John said, don't ask me to bring toys. And then Rod said, is it purple? And that's an inside joke, literally, from this past weekend.
I said, don't ask her to bring a toy, because it would be vibrating.
No, but at the end.
It's too bad you couldn't make it. I had a feeling because you were away, you weren't going to make it. No.
Yeah, no. But I sent Motorcycle Mike. Did you see him? He was there. So.
No, I really don't know the man that well. I know he's a big, tall man. I only met him two or three times.
I know. There was so many hundreds of people there to see. So, yeah. But he actually loved it. He thought it was great.
I heard you say that, yeah.
Yeah. He had a great time. And he'll be attending more events.
Anybody who's a biker should have, you know, that is a good vet.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said,
And
you also, which you didn't mention to these two guys here, we have that dinner in October.
That's right. Well,
I
didn't want to invite Johnny because he'll eat all the food. You understand?
No,
I'm only going to be selective where I let him know where we're going to be.
I just want to say real quick, though.
That's still selected. That's not a problem.
All right, John.
That's where I was headed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, if you go to our Motorcycle Mayhem Instagram account, I did get permission from Cycle Source, and everybody will understand the inside joke of the purple toy. Yes, it made quite a impact on everyone at the event this past week, and the event was almost named after it. Pretty much, as far as it being a themed event now.
Yep.
So now Kristen and Heather are going to have to come up with something else.
So
it was pretty funny.
We're going to go to commercial quick, and then we'll have Wayne call in and talk about our announcement with Wayne.
Yeah.
And then our other big announcement that we want to do.
There's actually two big announcements.
Yes. Okay.
Well, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll be
right to these meetings.
Well, pay attention, and you would know these. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be.
It's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation
and the First Lady.
You're listening to Motor.
There's something really loud.
Radio.
Yeah. Speaking about Wayne, he'll be calling in any second now.
Okay. I got scared. I heard something go really loud in my headphones, and I was ready to jump out of my seat like usual with you and your volume.
Oh, by the way, I had the worst gas this weekend. Did I not? Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, it was so good.
All I am going to say is that if anyone wants to take up a donation for gas masks for me and Rod and his wife, Dawn, we would gladly appreciate it. Or if anyone has any gas masks that they are no longer using, please pass them our way.
Please.
Because I will never travel with this man again unless I have... Not the single one,
the double canister.
Because I'm going to need, like, Vicks Vapor Rub in one, because you smelled like dead body.
No, it wasn't like dead body, yeah.
Yeah. Death.
Definitely.
You would death.
It was dead cow.
It was dead whatever. It was disgusting.
Not only does he, like, it stink, but the way he does these
please
things
don't do
is
that
ridiculous.
On the air. That's really gross.
We pull over on the side of the road. He gets out of the truck right after leaving a nuclear explosion with the windows up in the truck. And me and his poor wife are sitting there. We literally fell out of the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, I want to give some shout-outs. Steven's on from Eldersburg, Maryland. Hi, Steve. I hope you're near the, where were we? Bob Evans. Off of Interstate 78.
Yep.
We love that place. I don't know where Eldersburg is, but
thank you
for being a listener. And always request Jenny. She's an amazing waitress.
She's the best.
We love her.
Yes.
We absolutely love her.
Was that exit 40, I think it was, right?
Yeah, it was exit 40.
Yeah, we'll see Jenny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was great.
Yeah, I'm looking through, and we want to say hello to our newest advertiser, Guadalupe Martinez, and her husband, Cowboy, from Steel Horse, Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Rentals in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And we'll be setting up a visit to them down there. That'll be interesting. We might leave you home, Johnny.
Can you imagine after me eating the Mexican food?
I think they would lock you up in the Mexicali prison because of that.
Think of that. No, you stay home.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about your farts no more. Shane Smith, hello from Iowa. Hello, Shane.
Hey,
Iowa.
What's going on?
Yeah, we got a couple new people on here too.
Everybody to go on our Facebook page.
Michael Egan, how are you?
Mike.
Go on our Facebook page, like and share. Like and follow us.
Like and follow.
And share.
Our listeners, but for those who are on Facebook, share this post.
Share the video. Go
share
ahead.
This to your friends. Tell your friends to like us and so on and so on. Yeah,
right.
And that's fine. So when is Wayne Pinnock's calling in?
Any second.
From Biker Trash Nation?
Wayne Pinnock is calling in from Biker
Trash
Nation.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I see some new people. I don't recognize Rick French. I guess he's new. Hey, we got a call.
We got the call coming in right now.
I'm interested to hear what's going on.
Hello, you are on the air.
What is up, guys? Wayne Pinnock.
What's up, Wayne? How are you?
Biker Trash Nation, how we doing?
We're doing good.
We're doing great, Wayne.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited to be on the program once again.
Thank you, Wayne.
You're always welcome on here. So, Wayne,
what's going on?
We talked today a little bit about a little thing we're going to do, right?
I'm backing out of this one.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it, man. I've got a couple of things that I talked with the First Lady. She and I came up with a fantastic idea, and I think you're going to like it. Well, I don't think you're going to like it. One of you's really not going to like it.
Well, you know what? Before we get going on that aspect, what's going on in the Bike of Trash Nation?
Well, this past weekend, man, we just had our first ever Battle of the Bands. We had 12 bands come out. Man, they rocked their face off. Bandy done probably the best job she's ever done on our pinup competition. We had a winner, man, and I can't wait to see Candy in the finals, dude. She brought it. She brought the heat.
Nice.
Sweet.
But I really got to give the shout out to the First Lady, man, because she crushed this competition. But as she does with all of them, but she went over and above.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah, we love the First Lady.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, she's really.
But good. We're not going to stall no more because Rod's trying to stall you.
Rod is trying to stall. It's a stall tactic.
I'm going to let you tell everybody what we're going to do here. Wayne, go ahead.
All
right, so Johnny contacted me today, and he basically told me that he was a fat bastard.
That's right.
And that Rod was also a fat bastard.
Yes, it's true.
And they needed a little motivation to lose a little weight.
Yep.
So they are going to do the very first ever Biker Trash Nation Weight Loss Challenge.
Excellent. I like it.
Now.
It's a weight off.
Exactly. The guy who loses this challenge.
Rod.
You guys know we're doing a master pinup competition at Bike Fest, correct?
Oh, yes. It's September 9th, correct?
Yeah, it's September 9th at Camel City Bike Fest.
Right.
I came up with the idea that one of you guys should have to dress as a pinup and enter the competition.
The loser.
So the First Lady put her foot down, and she said she wasn't having no dude dressed like a woman, especially you two, in the competition. But The loser of your contest between you two guys are going to dress up like a pinup and come up on stage with me.
Oh, my God.
So, Rod, get ready to do that. He's going to whip your ass, boy.
Hey, so, now, what makes you think he's going to lose?
To show my support for you, I could stand to lose some LBs myself.
Okay.
So, I'm sitting right now at 230 pounds.
Okay.
If anybody in Motorcycle Mayhem Land or Biker Trash Nation wants to step up and challenge me, I will put $50 up on the line if anybody can lose more weight than I do by the time we get to Camel City Bike
Fest. I like it.
So we got two contests going on.
Pretty much.
Wow.
This is awesome. One, you could win money. And the loser has to wear...
As a pinup. And go up on
stage. I like both.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure about this. One is money. The other one's morally offensive public nudity.
Right, because if it's you two, it don't matter because you don't know anybody in North Carolina. But Wayne kind of knows a lot of people, so it's better to do the money thing.
We don't know a lot of people in North Carolina, but they know us. Okay?
Yeah, but...
Here's the thing that the First Lady wanted me to let you guys in on.
Okay.
You know, she looks fantastic in a corset. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a woman look as good as she does in a corset.
No.
So,
yeah.
She is going to try to find a corset to lace you fellas up in whoever loses.
Okay. I like the corset idea.
I'm down.
I mean, because they really won't show a lot of skin, and I don't really just see, you know, they can wear pants and shit, right? Or do they got to wear a skirt, too?
I don't know. Hey, honey. Let me get to her. She's in the bat cave back here. Let me walk back here real quick and just ask her. I can't get to her. She's probably downstairs.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm thinking, with the three-quarter length, the calf length pants. I happen to have, I prefer leopard spotted pants. And, the platform heels and the little, I Love Lucy look with the bandana thing around the head and a little updo, we'll do a man bun in the front of Rod if he loses, and I'll get a one of them bonnet things and stick it on top of Johnny. Yeah, I'm going to help the First Lady dress him.
I'm going to love that.
Oh, boy.
I am going to love that.
Where's my treadmill? Hold
on. Do we
bedazzle Rod's beard if Rod doesn't win? That's the question.
Yeah, I would bedazzle it. Sure, why not?
Okay. Oh, my God.
You know what? That wouldn't be the first time it's happened.
Rod wore that last weekend, I think, right?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so this is a totally awesome contest. I am looking forward to this now. Are we going to, so September 9th, so this is June, July, August, September. So you guys have 3 months.
Yeah.
So, every 2 weeks, we're going to do a weigh-in
on
this show. I guess that would be the way to do it. And I'll show the scale. I'll take a picture or something or put the camera down on the scale and just type in what their weight is. And I'll make an event page on our page for this. And then I guess on September 9th, they'll do the final weigh-in.
Right.
You know,
I like that.
Yeah, that'll be good. We'll do the final weigh-in in front of everybody for everyone to see.
I like it.
Who the loser is and is going to be the new pinup dude.
The final weigh-in is going to be looking like an MMA fight. We'll both be standing there staring each other down.
Oh, my God. Just make sure you shave your legs and other body parts out of this outfit.
No.
So when are we doing the first weigh-in? Are you guys doing this tonight? Are you going to wait till next Monday to do the first weigh-in?
Do the first are you going to text somebody to bring us a scale?
Yes.
All right. Okay. We'll do the first weigh-in now.
All right.
We're waiting for our scale woman to bring it to us.
It's you. She comes.
All right. Yeah, she's getting it. Our sexy assistant.
Dawn, grab those 10-pound ankle weights for me.
Yeah.
No cheating.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be good. Woo-hoo. It's a weight off.
Yeah.
It's a weight off.
I'm going to make an event page when I get home.
Oh, my God.
Now, one of the things that I don't know if you guys saw the new flyer that came out, we added live tattoos. And I know Mama always likes to joke about it being camel toe Bike Fest and all that stuff. So one of the things I agreed to with my tattoo company that's doing live tattoos, that's Tattoo Therapy,
uh-huh,
is I'm going to get an actual camel on my big toe.
Get out! Oh! Can I do that too? I would get matching tattoos. I would do that.
Absolutely.
I'll get a camel tattoo on my toe.
One of the things we're doing with this, by the way, is that, you know, we do different things for Purple Heart Homes.
Okay.
So they're going to come up with a tattoo for Purple Heart Homes, and anybody who gets the tattoo for Purple Heart Homes, part of that proceeds will go to Purple Heart Homes.
Okay, cool. So, I'll do that too. Why not?
Fantastic. That's great.
I might get the Motorcycle Mayhem motorcycle on my arm.
Well, Don, I'm changing the logo, and I don't want you to have the old logo yet. This is only a temporary.
Well, I'm about to get Motorcycle Mayhem.
Oh, you get one? No, really? Why don't you get a camel put somewhere on your toe?
I was going to think.
I'm dying, Wayne. You're killing me. Oh my God, this is killing me. I can't wait to be there. Holy shit!
I can't wait either. I can't.
I'm dying over here.
I don't know.
Wayne, is it a situation where we should bring a barbecue with us or something? Or
no, you are the barbecue.
Listen, there'll be plenty of barbecue with us. I mean, we got that handled. I mean, I tell you. You guys haven't tasted barbecue until you've tasted our barbecue.
I cannot wait.
Just keep sending the barbecue that way.
I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah, he's putting it on the floor. I just got to... No, I'm not videotaping him. Just throw it on the floor. Yeah, all right, so our first victim is going to go on the scale.
Zero it out.
Yeah, zero it out. It's Johnny, everyone. And I'll type it in here so we have it. And I got to actually write this down. Rod. Yeah. I'm hearing echoes. Hold on one second. All right. Get on there, and we'll deduct 3 pounds for clothes.
I'll put them back on. Oh,
no.
My God.
Phew. Oh. All right. Dawn, what's his weight? Shout it out loud so everyone can hear it. 300.2. 300.2. All right. No. You want to do it? What? You think you're going to lose weight in 2 seconds? All right. That's your weight. Rod, you're next. That's it. Wayne, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Johnny's starting weight.
It says one at a time.
Zero it out, Dawn.
300.2.
Okay, that's all right. We'll do this one for now.
What?
It says get off.
327.2.
You fat bastard.
Rod is 327.2 pounds. 0.2 poundages. Oh, my God.
Now, how should we do this? Percentages? Or?
No, whoever loses the most amount of weight. It doesn't matter.
Maybe have to just wait, though.
Yeah, but let's say he loses 27 pounds and you lose 20. Whoever loses the most amount of weight between now and September 9th. So if you lose 50 pounds and he only loses 30, he's wearing a pinup outfit. If it's the other way around, you're wearing it. Whoever, right, Wayne, whoever loses the most amount of weight by September 9th.
Absolutely.
That's
it. This ain't the Biggest Loser where we're talking about percentages. Okay. We're talking about actual weight numbers.
Weight numbers.
Now, Wayne, you never thought about this. Maybe I want to dress up like the Pin Girl.
You know, that is a possibility. You know, listen, and I don't judge. I personally don't judge. If you guys, you know, want to dress up like a woman, you know, that's up to you.
Oh, there goes the cold.
I'm drinking some cold cock whiskey now, man.
While you guys are on the phone, I'm going to get on the scale myself.
Okay.
And see what it says.
Okay.
And I've got the first lady will all right, let me jump on here. What does ouch mean?
That means Rod stepped on you.
Ouch. Somebody.
All right, so my scale says I am 227.4 pounds.
Okay.
Wow, do you realize that you're 100 pounds heavier than him?
All right, so we need a competitor for you. Then.
Yeah, that was 227 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, folks. So, I mean, that...
Needs a competitor. All right. So they should go to Biker Trash Nation and sign up.
Go to Biker Trash Nation.
Wayne needs someone to be in on the contest. So Wayne, what you'll do is, I guess, when we do our weigh-in, you'll do your weigh-in,
yeah.
And hopefully you'll have somebody that can compete.
Absolutely.
With you.
Anybody who's listening, and I'll put this out on our page too. Anybody who's listening who wants to step up to the challenge, contact me on Facebook and give me a weigh-in, and then we'll do the same thing, man. We'll just track it and see who does what.
All right.
I'm excited about it because it's nothing but going to get us healthier, man. We want to all stay around. We want to be able to ride our bikes forever.
That's right.
So, and the best part is it ends at Camel City Bike Fest. So after we weigh in, we can fucking feast.
We can eat like fat kids in a damn bakery. It'd be
yeah,
crazy.
Just for that weekend, and then it's back to the healthy food.
Johnny will lose like 30 pounds and eat 55 pounds.
Oh my God. This is cool.
I got two...
You got balls. I know.
No.
You got two of them.
I have two, what do you call them? Fucking things,
balls.
What things? He's got two things, Wayne.
He got two things.
He can't think.
What do you call those things you jump over?
Two hurdles?
Hurdles.
Thank you. I got two hurdles in my way. One of them is Brian's backyard barbecue next weekend.
Who cares?
Second one's fucking Chicago open air.
Who cares?
Yes. Deep dish Chicago. Pizza. Oh, pizza.
Rachel.
They have fat-free
mozzarella
and low-fat cheese, so you can do that. So you have to really buckle down,
down. As I'm eating the pizza, I'm thinking about the pinup guy. I'm like, no, I can't do this.
Rachel's going, right?
Yeah. Rachel who?
Johnny, Rachel's going to Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I have to call Rachel later.
Okay, we're gonna all make sure that everybody does what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
I think this is cool.
Yeah.
I'm more excited.
My biggest thing is I just had to give up beer because that stacks the weight on me.
That's
might
all right.
As well take my left foot then.
You know, it's funny because when we were driving home, we were discussing our health issues in the truck, and then all of a sudden this popped into our heads and everything, and it's taken off in the last 24 hours and. You jumping on it, this is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be good for all of us. Anybody out there who wants to join in and just chime in that they're losing weight along with us, please do.
Yeah, well, you want to vote for Rod or vote for me or whatever, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Vote for Wayne, you know?
Yeah, that would
get
be
involved,
cool.
Man.
Let's set up teams.
If anybody don't want to necessarily challenge me for the $50, I tell you what I'll do also. I will put up, if anybody wants to just join in and lose weight with us, the person who loses the absolute most weight, they can either have a biker trash hat or a t-shirt, whichever one they want.
That's
awesome. Even good too.
And you know what? We'll step up and we'll find some kind of prize that we got from Motorcycle Mayhem to add to that.
Yes, we will. Really?
Maybe we'll have t-shirts by then.
Maybe.
So that'll be good.
Or Rob's underwear or something.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. Now, that's awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne, thank you for calling the show and being part of this with us.
No problem.
All righty.
Was that a church house creeper at this
time? Yeah. He's going into that other office. Woo-hoo.
We love you, man.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.
You got it. Bye-bye now.
I love that noise. And so I'm gonna create the event page.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put all the Wayne's information on there too. I got a lot of stuff I gotta do, man.
Perfect.
But listen, can we call in Randy Miller? Because maybe he wants to get in on this too.
We can.
I mean, Randy the Wrench.
Randy the Wrench.
Was he expecting our call tonight?
He will.
I would like to speak to him. David Hayes
has $50 on me.
Listen, y'all, if you're gonna do like a little weight off side bet pool thing and you do a little board or whatever and who, like the baby birthing thing, you know, they guess the weight of the baby.
Right.
Maybe Wild Dogs can do that and guess how much weight each one of these guys is going to lose, and whatever money you guys collect, donate it to the charity.
To our barbecue.
No, donate it to the charity that Biker Trash Nation is doing, the Purple Heart thing. Purple Heart.
The Johnny Rizzo Needs a Rib Foundation.
No.
You got two right there. Be quiet.
Take a pool.
I got two right
Do
there.
A pool. I want to do a weight off pool
I'm
for Rod and Johnny.
I'm now that David's backing you. Angie, I hope you're back in me.
No, she's not.
Oh,
she's not. She's back in Johnny.
We'll call him Randy Miller.
We'll call him Randy the Wrench.
All right,
Randy the Wrench. How many answers?
I hope he's home and not taking a poop like you always do when we call.
I hope he's not in the Jack Shack.
Well, even if he is, I mean, it's 9:30 at night. God. Where the hell would he be? Mm-hmm. He's single, ladies, by the way, and he knows how to fix motorcycles.
Yeah.
I'm drinking some more cold cock. Whiskey.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, did you have enough this week?
Nope.
Hello.
Randy the Wrench. What's happening, buddy?
What are you doing, pal?
We're doing a show.
we got like 30 minutes left, and we needed to waste some time.
Yes.
I mean, I'm get some really good information.
I did text you. I don't know if you got my text or not.
Yeah, about a second and a half ago. So quick that I didn't get a chance to even read it.
Oh, my God.
So because it started to ring, yeah.
So just so you know, I did tell Johnny before today that we should have Randy call in today, and I asked him to please make sure you let Randy know so he has time to think about what he would like to discuss today.
Johnny was supposed to call me during the day today.
Uh-huh.
Johnny was supposed to call me one day last week. And I can give you a list of about 50 times right off the bat of how many times that Johnny was supposed to call me never did.
And he never did. He's such a sucky friend.
Or calls me up and say, hey, what are you doing? Listen, I gotta go.
I wanted Randy on the phone anyway because she's part of this.
What the hell is that all about? I mean,
Randy's actually part of the announcement we're going to make, so.
Well, we want him on here, but first
do you have a tip of the week, Randy, or?
No, because I wasn't expecting anything.
All right, so.
Here's a tip for you.
Uh-huh.
Don't get married.
Well, Rod already knows that. Johnny's on the second one, and I did once, and I'll never do it again. So we got that.
Oh, shit, no.
Yeah, no, I'm 54 years old. I don't have to get married. Oh, my God. Wait, Randy, hold on a minute, because your stuff is important, but my oldest daughter is going to be 30 tomorrow.
Wow, you are old.
I can't handle this shit. I'm sorry. Wow. I thought it was bad when I turned 30. I had 3 kids when I was 30.
Oh my God.
Now my oldest is going to be 30 tomorrow.
Wow.
What the fuck?
What happens, man?
What the fuck? What That's happened? All I got to say.
How about me? I got a 5-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah, well, I don't have grandkids. I have 4 grandkids. But, you know, when they say the midlife crisis stuff, I'm like, I'm old enough to be her mom, obviously. But my oldest daughter is going to be 30.
Wow.
I can't stand it. I'm going to go and I'm going to win a motorcycle that's yellow.
No, you're not.
And that is sponsored by this beverage called Twisted Tea. It would be nice. Yes. But anyway, Randy, so what's your tip?
You don't have one.
Oh. Well, what about, all right, I got it. I'll ask you a question and then you can answer it. How's this?
I can do that.
Okay. So a lot of times us riders with the older Harley Davidsons, okay, in this type of weather that we're having in the heat, how can we prevent our motorcycles from overheating when we're riding? What should a rider do that doesn't have like a air-cooled system or the oil cooler attachment? If they're going on rides in hot weather, what's the best thing to do for their motorcycle oil-wise and riding-wise? Shoot,
well, see, with the older bikes, you know, you got a major problem on that because they're not designed for these newer oils. So you can't, you can't just take a bike you've had for 50 years and throw synthetic oil in it.
Right.
It'll leak like a... Okay? It'll end up spilling more oil than you can put in it and faster than you can put it in. So,
okay.
So you're stuck with your conventional oils on those. And the only way to really keep them cool is to keep them moving. So, these things are not designed for stop and go traffic.
Okay.
The best thing you could do is keep the bike moving so that air flows over the fins on the jug so that it will cool it.
Okay.
Other than that, there's not much else you can do. But look, I remember we went on a I think a 10-year anniversary 9/11 run.
Oh my God, I remember that.
We all got pushed over through Manhattan to the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the time, the west side was under construction. The whole west side highway was under construction. So they had those Jersey walls built up.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
And between the fact that it was at night, it was like 85 degrees, And the fact that now you're stuck in these little valleys because there's no, because these Jersey walls, there's no way for wind to go by.
Right.
Yeah. Bikes all over. New bikes, old bikes. Everybody was overheat.
Wow.
Yeah, me too.
That sucked.
Yeah.
That was bad. That was bad. Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, I got off my bike, I could fry eggs on it.
That was really bad.
Whoa.
That was really bad.
Nobody blew any motors, did they?
Nope.
Okay, thank God.
No, I heard of at least a couple that cooked their engine because they weren't smart enough when they realized the thing was getting that hot, that they weren't smart enough to just either pull over somewhere and shut it off or just break off from the crowd and head someplace else.
Right. Now, that's when lane splitting would be coming in handy.
Yes.
You know, with that, allowing the bikes to do that. But, you know, I would get a ticket over allowing my bike to overheat and blowing the motor anytime. You know, and like in Florida, you don't want to stop because of the out. You know, if you're stuck in traffic and shit, you don't want to be sitting there. You're not in a car. So, you know, Mr. Crocodile can come and pay you a visit and nip off your foot while you're sitting there and shutting the bike down. So, yeah, we were lane splitting like crazy when we got stuck in traffic a few times. When we were down for, you know, certain bike events that were happening in southern part of Florida.
That's one of the biggest problems with these bike events is that, you know, look, I mean, they do it for a reason. They try to keep the thing slowed down.
Right.
So they can try to keep control of the situation. Because, you know, you get up, I did one run one time where they took us up on the expressway and they closed down the expressway. Well, what happened now is the guys in the front, up in the front, are doing 85 miles an hour. Okay? And the guys in the back are trying to keep up.
Right.
And next thing you know, we're spread out over a 10-mile, you know, distance. Well, right. And so they can't keep control of that. So a lot of times on these runs, especially like if you go on, what is it, the one that, what's his name, does... down in Long Beach.
Thing is, D?
No, the one down in Long Beach.
Oh, D. Snyder,
the D. Snyder ride.
Right.
Yeah.
See, you know, they just ride down the Ocean Parkway, which is usually doesn't have any traffic and everything, and down and come around and come back. But if you notice, the guys out in the front are keeping it down to like 30, 35 miles an hour. Because this way, the whole crowd stays right up with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
You're not, the guy in the back isn't doing 105 to try to keep up with everybody. And usually he runs those in what is it, like October or something, I think, right?
Yeah, it's actually this year's ride is October 2nd. It's the first Sunday of the month.
Right. Which usually in October it's cooler, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why a lot of these guys you see, like during August, a lot of these rides, they don't run them, especially where it gets hot, because you can't.
You know,
you're just going to... Yeah, you're going to have guys cooking their bikes all over the place.
Yeah, well, that's why Fingers did this when with the Sticky Finger ride that he does every year in July in conjunction with, Great South Bay Music Festival, James Faith there, started all of this. So the breast cancer ride that he does in July, originally it started during the daytime, and the exact same problem was happening. It was way too hot in July. So they made it a twilight ride. So they would start it late in the afternoon, so by the time they arrived to Great South Bay Music Festival, the sun was already going down, the temperature would drop a certain amount of degrees, nobody would overheat, and then you would end up at the event, and then the bikes would cool down, and nobody was breaking down.
Right.
So, yes, that it makes you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to keep in mind, the idea of an air-cooled motorcycle, and you know, Harley isn't the only one that is air-cooled. You know, the idea of that thing is to keep it rolling. You know, if you can keep it at 35, 40 miles an hour, even in the hottest weather, you're getting enough air through that thing, past that thing, that it'll keep it to a point where it won't cook. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, if you're sitting in traffic at that point, you're almost better off shutting the bike down.
Right.
You know, when you're
done that
stop, shut it down, wait, you know, and then restart it and stuff like that. Because otherwise the bike will cook. I mean, I remember one time me and a friend, we were coming over the Throgs Neck Bridge, and of course it was August, and we're coming over the Throgs Neck Bridge, and the bridge comes to a stand and stop, you know, and we're sitting in this actual stop and go traffic up over the bridge. By the time we get down the other side of the bridge, we pulled over, and both bikes were, my oil temperature was well over. It was up in the, 350 degree range, which is way too hot.
Wow.
And I know my bike didn't like it. It started to knock and everything else. And And I actually came down the bridge, I shut it off and let it idle. I just let it coast down the bridge because I was afraid the thing was going to blow up on me, you know?
Yeah, well, that time that we went to Hogs and Heifers, remember? Coming back from Brooklyn? Yeah, that was a nightmare.
Yeah. So, yeah, coming back in Brooklyn, yeah, that mess in Brooklyn, right.
Yep.
You know, because we get over in Brooklyn, and I don't know, they had some kind of thing going on there. You couldn't make left, you couldn't make right, you're stuck in traffic there. And guys were pulling over everywhere just to let the bikes cool off.
Yep, see, this son of a bitch took nothing and made something out of it today, just now.
I know.
Nice, nice. So let's make this announcement. First of all, I got to give the credit where the credit's due.
Make sure you do it right.
Because Dawn came up with this idea.
Okay.
Dawn came up with this whole idea.
We love Dawn.
About what we're going to do, my Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, is we're going to build a motorcycle.
Well, Randy's going to build it. You ain't doing shit.
Where?
Johnny, don't give Johnny a wrench.
Johnny
please.
Can come over and polish parts before I put them on.
I'm going to tell you something, Randy, that you're going to believe me, but Dawn wants to be there and help you build this bike.
What?
Yeah, she wants to help.
Okay. I'd rather her help him than you.
I could put the gas tank on.
I would too.
Listen, Randy, I'll help you too since I used to work in a bike shop.
I'll be there.
So just saying.
Hey, with a Schwinn once. Come on now.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. All right, so explain to everybody what we're doing with this.
I actually spent some time today looking at Craigslist. We'll start looking for parts.
Okay.
Okay, but, you know, tell your idea now.
All right, so basically what we decided to do was, I mean, because, you know, we're piss-ass poor. Mm-hmm. And so is everybody else, pretty much that we know. But we're newly started out, and we need advertisers for the show. And what better way to have advertisers on our show than people that are actually in the industry, and whether it's a small shop or a large shop. I know you guys out there that are builders that mm-hmm. have parts lying around that you can't use anymore. So this is going to be one of them eclectic builds. It's going to be who's got a frame lane left over from that project that was already paid for, but you got no use for it. Who's got a motor that we can rework or maybe needs a top end or a mechanics lien or something like that, and the guy never paid, but you got your money, whatever. So whatever, we're going to make a list, and we're going to do it the right way. Anybody that's interested can email us at media@mayhemradioshow.com. Put in the subject line. Mayhem bike build, and this is going to be a work in progress. This is something that's going to happen overnight.
No.
But
overnight.
No, Randy's got a lot to do. Pretty much it's going to be part of our show, like once a week. You know, I'll do video, or maybe we'll thank this one. But in exchange for a part, the value of that part will be used as the value of our advertising on our website, and then like we have our sponsors here that are part of the show, and you'll get comparable advertising for 6 weeks on our website, on our show, and we'll talk about you throughout the build construction.
Right.
And then the final paint job will also include the logos or the names of the businesses that donated the parts. For it. So it's going to kind of look, I'm thinking.
That ought to be interesting, okay.
Yeah. But I figure, you know, make, even if it's stickers, I don't care. Give me your sticker. We'll sticker up the bikes and clear coat it like 4 times over your sticker logos. I think that would look pretty cool.
Yep.
You know, so we'll have like an interesting build going on. It'll look like it's well used because the parts will be well used.
That's right.
You know, it may not be pretty, but it'll ride.
And maybe we'll sign the back fender.
Yeah, and then we'll have a motorcycle, an actual official Motorcycle Mayhem
radio motorcycle
that none of us are allowed to ride because these two fuckheads will break it, I'm sure. But, you know, we might decide to choose a charity and raffle it off down the road for that. We haven't finalized everything.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I think we'll end up raffling the bike off and donating the proceeds. To a local charity or a national charity, most probably Aiden's ride.
Probably
Aiden has a posse. I mean,
there's not a shortage of good needs out there. So.
Yeah, no, I know.
Not.
And we love Bob. You know, I know Bobby's been doing it and things like that. So it might be a combination of the two, but down the road. But you know,
Yeah, that one's just
we,
close to
we
home
need
for
a sponsor us. Bike. We need a, you know, we need a bike that actually, when people see it, they're like, holy shit, that's the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio bike. Right. I think that would be cool.
It would be very cool.
You know, just for a short period of time. But again, it's going to give something, Randy something to do. Mm-hmm. And the parts that enough. Are, you know, it's kind of like a barter for advertising with yes. us on the show. As our show is growing, so are our listeners yep. and our viewers. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of shops that are out there. You know, that I know, I mean, I used to work in one,
mm-hmm.
That have parts sitting there collecting dust that, you know, one day I'm going to build a bike out of this frame, one day I'm going to build a bike out of this motor. Listen, if it's been there for 20 years, or yeah. okay, we'll take it.
Thank you.
And we'll give you free advertising for a short period of time.
And plus, when we're at these events, if we see them in a, like a swap or whatever,
yeah,
we'll, swap we'll buy it if we need
we'll
a piece,
buy a part,
know?
Just let us know.
But, yeah,
we'll part. Have a to-do list of parts that we need, and then you guys right. can also let us know where they're at.
Right.
So if you see it on Craigslist or something like that, send us a link,
yeah.
and we'll seek it out. And Randy, you know, is going
to
build it.
Randy's so, going to go from Randy the Rich to Randy the Bike Builder.
No, Randy already is a bike builder. He already is. He
that's
can,
true.
It's yeah. not that he hasn't done it. He can do it.
That's
and
right. He
and,
can build
you
more.
Know what? I think
yes.
With all our input, it's going to be a wonderful project.
I think it's a great project. It'll keep these. It'll keep your guys, you off your minds off of food.
No,
number one.
No, because I'm thinking about what Jeff said about putting a barbecue in the back of a bike.
Oh God.
Oh,
Carolina Customs.
Thanks, Jeff Stamper. I appreciate that.
If Carolina Customs is listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send me the blueprints, brother.
The only thing I want to add right now to this build is that we do not add. To the fender.
No. We don't, that nobody knows what we're talking about, so I don't even want to discuss that. No, no.
But the bike can't be purple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, nobody gets that other than us, so I don't want to say anything else anymore. But anyway, I think it's going to be a good, it'll be a good project.
Awesome.
It'll be a work in progress. And again, I posted our email address. So, and again, also too, if anybody has any information, I received an email today from a band that wants us to check out their stuff and are messaging us. But anytime you want to send us an email, it's media@mayhemradioshow.com. Send us an email, and you know, and we can discuss it.
That's right.
You know, it's free. It's a barter for advertising.
That's
if anything,
true.
I mean, even if we put the parts on our table just for decoration, till the bike. I mean, actually, we could actually really do that. We can pile up the parts on the front of the table to almost kind of look like you know what we got going, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, it's going to take a while, but we'll get it done, and it's going to be awesome.
I think it'll be great.
It's going to be the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Motorcycle.
That like you two are not allowed to ride.
I'm riding it.
No, fuck that.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck that. Ain't
That's
happening.
Right.
All right, Randy, so you get ready. Get ready, Mr. Wrench.
Randy the Wrench is ready.
Of course he's ready.
Hey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
And of course,
anything you need, brother, just give me a call. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Cool.
Anything you
want to? So let's give out some shout outs to people
that's all
while we're here. Julie what? Is calling
yeah.
from, is calling, listen to me, is watching from St. Catharines in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the Mayhem.
Welcome.
Yeah, we'll give some shout outs. And that's right, Kip, we are going to do that.
I love Kip, and I'm so mad I didn't meet him. Last weekend.
Oh, well, you can meet him at the Indian
I can't
Larry
wait.
Block Party on September 16th.
Kip, I'm looking forward to meeting you, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay,
yeah,
we
got to
give
fun.
A shout-out. Of course, we can never forget Mr. David Hayes.
Yes.
The man, the legend.
That's right.
David
from,
Hayes.
From
and,
where?
Right? From Wild Hogs, man. I got my patch, but she threw it somewhere, and I don't know where it is.
Well, you know,
I didn't throw it anywhere. You're a maroon. You are a maroon.
You're a maroon?
Yeah, totally. You really are. I swear to God, under that dark Italian skin and dark jet black hair.
Anyway, I got my Wild Hog patch.
He got his patch, David. Thank you very much.
Did you notice over the weekend, he says, I got one of these big mountain shirts. What did I do with it? He's wearing it.
Yeah, he was wearing it, folks. Yeah, he was totally wearing it. No, I just wanted to interrupt your conversation so I could give shout-outs to people
give a
who
shout out
have
to strip
been
club
listening
jobbers.
To our show.
Johnny Lang, that's out there.
Johnny Lang, he's going to be calling in next
week,
Monday.
Yeah. I'm excited for this, but we're doing next week.
But that's all right. It's all good. All right, Randy, I don't want to listen to your background noises anymore, so unless you got something to say, hang up the fucking phone.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Randy. Randy, I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait breathlessly.
All right, good. All right. Bye.
All right, so take we got care, Winford here from Columbia MS. I don't know what that means. Is that did I screw that up?
Columbus, Missouri?
Missouri. Maybe. Please don't abbreviate the states, because I don't know if MS means Mississippi or Massachusetts or Missouri.
Missouri.
I don't know. I am the blonde, really the blonde. But welcome, Winford. Gunther, to the show. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to scroll down here because sometimes I get these things and they're there and then they're gone. Hold on. There was another person here too. I'd like, see, I scroll up. They're here. They're gone. Yeah, they're here. They're gone.
That's it's Mississippi.
It is. Thank you. Maroon number two. Thank you very much.
Also, like a shout out to the Wild Hogs, Texas.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The Gary and Matt out there. Awesome.
That's right.
And Mike and Harrison from Road Captain.
Yeah, Road Captain.
Yeah, we're waiting for the rollout. I was just checking. Yeah, it's going to be soon. It's got to be within the next week. Yeah. RoadCaptain.com. That app is going
to
be coming.
I cannot
out.
Wait to get that app. You got to get that app.
Yeah.
Incredible app. And, every biker should have one.
Shout out to Sherry Solis with that stripper juice.
Will you be using that stripper juice this weekend?
You're going to need it after this weekend.
On my bike and my car. And me.
I was impressed with the product. I was actually watching somebody clean their bike with it this weekend, and I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, the boyfriend was extremely impressed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was. And that thing hasn't been washed in 30 fucking years. Sherry, I shit you not. The man does not wash his motorcycle.
Like Johnny's clothes.
Yeah, exactly. So it was good. It actually worked.
Nana
died.
Angie Bean. Mm-hmm. Angie Bean does a lot for the show, too. She's always
sharing. She does.
She's great. She shares everything we got.
We love you, Angie.
Oh, and look at what we got. We forgot what's going on with the Tennessee Bike Fest.
What?
Yeah, Geneva Keene. Tennessee Bike Fest, September 21st to the 23rd. Go to tnbikefest.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one, too.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm making pizza there.
I'm eating pizza there.
Just as cold.
What a coincidence.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
You're making it, I'm eating it. Hey, yo.
Hey, listen, I saw something online on how to make a pizza oven using all cans and clay and bricks. It's kind of like making an adobe brick thing.
Mm-hmm.
You stick the all can in there and leave up enough room to stick wood and light a fire. And we got that from Scooter Tramp.
Oh,
that's right.
Wow.
That's right. That's where I got that idea from making a pizza oven.
This man was amazing.
We interviewed him.
What a story.
At Big Mountain Run. He is a contributing writer to Cycle Source magazine, so you can read all about his adventures and all. But you got to go to scootertramp.com. Tony, T-O-N-I.
Yep.
Did up his website. He's got a YouTube channel.
Hi, Tony.
We did an interview with him. Johnny asked the questions and things like that. This man travels the United States and lives on his motorcycle. And strategically, he is a professional scooter tramp.
Scooter tramp.
what stories, man?
He's got many stories. But, yeah, I got that idea from him. So now I'm making sure that Jason from the Justice Cult Band can make me a pizza oven now out of a oil drum and adobe bricks, and I got pictures. I got a map.
Yeah.
Instructions on how to make it. But yeah, that's going to be fun. So go to tnbikefest.com.
Are you going to throw the dough up in the air? And
I know how to do that.
Yeah.
Smack it around this way.
I'll be up in a tree grabbing it.
It's gonna be a comical event because Johnny's gonna be up there and it's gonna be like a Three Stooges movie. I'm gonna flip it up in the air and wait for it to come down. It's not gonna come down. I'm gonna look up. It's gonna hit me in the face.
That's it. That's what happens.
Boom. Flower makeup. No. I make sure the aim is good and I don't get smacked in the face. Thank you very much. Either that or the guy's dick's too small. So, I went there. Just saying.
She went there.
All right. Whatever. So we got about 10 minutes left to the show. So why don't you say what you got to say? And I know Rod wants to wrap up with what
he's got. What I want to say is,
don't.
They love me. They really, really like me. go on our page. Check us out. You know, our Facebook page. Like us. Follow us. Share us. Get it out there. And we made the show for all of you. We're bikers just like you are. We want to hear your stories. If you have a motorcycle, you have a story. So we want to hear your stories. We want to see your bikes. We want to know who you are. And we want to know, let you know who we are, and this is why we're doing this.
Right.
So check us out. You know, if you're already there now, tell your friends about us, man. We really...
Share,
and then share more. My voice is shot from the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? My voice was shot from the weekend 9 years ago, and it still hasn't got better yet.
No, it's not going to get better.
I'm sorry for your loss. But I'm not sorry for their loss. So.
I'm going to pass this over to Rodriguez.
I did that already. Oh, all right. I didn't know. Okay.
You can pass this over to me. I'm ready.
It's all yours.
Yeah, I posted it on the thing, so go ahead.
All right. Just a quick mention to we have your sixth. They're having a run-up in Kingston, Texas Roadhouse from Woodstock Harley-Davidson on June 24th, 12 to 6 p.m. Go check them out at the website. We posted the information on the site. Big Mike and his committee up there are doing wonderful things for the troops coming back with PTSD. Yeah, check them out. Support that. Again, we're deeply involved with Aiden's Got a Posse, so check those pages out and look at that information and move on with that. Help them move that thing on. Cancer, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Just everybody become part of the solution. Donate, sign up for organ donorship, and go from there. And I mean, I don't want to go any further with it because I've been saying it for months and months and months. But I'm going to just reiterate on something that our buddy Fenton said this weekend.
Fenton, yes,
Hammy.
Yeah, Hammy. I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase a little bit. Take advantage of what you got. You know, life, things change, then you move into a different direction. Take advantage of what's in front of you. And this guy, Fenton, he's come from some pretty dark places, and he is just an amazing person. And we all have. We've all come from pretty dark places, so let's all help each other move to the best place that you can be. And wherever that may lead, let it happen. Let's do good.
Yeah, let's do good. And I'm drinking heavily until...
Kolkak.
June 14th, the day after my daughter turns 30 tomorrow. You can all wish her a happy birthday on her feed. Her name's Tony, T-O-N-I. Say happy birthday, Mama Dukes' daughter.
And drink the Kolkak whiskey.
And I'm going to be totally, I'm very happy. I'm very blessed. And I'm so blessed to be part of this show. And so blessed to have met so many people along the way. And grateful again to everyone who is supporting us.
Fans of and the show. Share. And all our supporters.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I didn't interrupt you. I'm like, I just want to say one fucking thing. Just one. That's it. Nobody shows up at my house without coffee. Thank you.
Check out 1940 Brewery. Oh, Angie Bean is giving us a call. We should talk to her real quick.
I'm done. I'm like ready to end the show.
Hello, you're on the air. Hell if I turned her on.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Angie? How are you?
I'm kind of mad.
What?
I'm in Facebook jail. I'm in prison.
Okay, that explains it now.
Okay, all right.
I thought you got hacked, so I was like, I'm not going to...
But I have to say that my lovely daughter, Stacey, has been watching your all show and typing things in for me as I'm messaging her.
Oh, great. Excellent. I'm good. I'm glad you're able to still be part of it, right?
Hey, I wasn't going to miss this show for anything.
Good.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I love you so much.
Share. Thank you so much.
And Rod.
Yes.
Rod, I'll have to be with you on the weight loss thing,
yes.
Honey, okay?
Thank you so much.
I'm right there for you.
We knew you would be.
Yeah.
Johnny just thinks everybody loves him, and that's really so not true.
Oh, boy.
But thank you.
I really, really, you guys are wonderful.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
Thank you for the support.
My new group is growing.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's taking off really well. And
what's it called?
I love it.
What's it called?
I love it very much. Bikers. Butts and Boobies.
I tell you, that's a great group.
Is Boobies with a capital B?
Nice little catchy name. Thanks to David Hayes.
Yes.
He did that. Yes. David Hayes did that for me. He's wonderful.
I'm going to find a group and tag it in.
Yes. We should put a group on now.
I'm doing. Excellent. Yep. How fast do you think I can type?
Hey, I think I can do it fast. But Angie, thank you very much for calling the show. We're ending the show now. And we'll be playing videos for the rest of the week that you'll see what we did over the weekend. Okay?
Okie dokie. I'll see y'all later.
All right. Have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Good night.
Bye. But real quick, where I was going was 1940 Brewery. Check them out. Out in Holbrook, New York, they got amazing beer. Great. All different kind of flavors, man.
Yeah.
I can sit there all day.
It's a brewery. It's a place where you go and buy beer that they make it at.
Right. Yeah. 1337 Lincoln Avenue in Holbrook, New York.
Yeah, check it out.
Go check them out, all right? Well, anyway, we're going to end the show now. And thank you, everybody, for listening, watching, whatever you do.
Yep.
And
you got our closing song ready?
No.
Wait. I'm prepping the man.
And when you're out on your road, pick up a cigar, Goodfellas Cigars.
Enjoy. Well, in Long Island.
Do they have
an internet store you can order online?
No, not yet.
You need to talk to them about that.
That
would be not a bad thing since we have all these listeners from all over the world that may want to partake in Goodfellas Cigars.
That's right.
Yeah, that is correct, Amundo.
So, everybody, have a great week.
We'll see you
next weekend. Next Monday, I should say.
Why?
I'm asking you why.
You are supposed to say it. I'm not supposed to say it. One, two, three.
It's a two-wheel thing.